East Coast Breakfast.
So what time is it? 8:12 in East Coast Breakfast. I asked you at about 10 to 8 this morning, what do you think one in every 10 South Africans believe a husband has a right to do? Let's have a listen to some of your answers.
Hey, KZN, this is Pamandla. Definitely, it must be a side chick. That's what people believe.
Come on, man.
You're saying one in 10 South Africans, so across the board, one in 10 South Africans believe that you should have a side chick.
I think a lot of women think that their guys do.
Do you?
The poll is allowed to.
Not now, no.
They believe their husband has a right to this. Do you think one in 10 believe her husband has a right to a side chick?
Once every 10 years in a marriage.
Nice. No, see, that's a hard one as well, because we're in a country that has many people who are polygamous. Polygamy is, it's a touchy subject here. So I'm not going to step on any toes, but I don't know if in polygamy, if that's considered a side chick.
Well, it's interesting. It's a conversation starter, but you're incorrect on that one.
Morning, team.
Morning.
I would say that my husband has the right to play a game of golf at least once a month.
Once a month.
He works very hard for his family, and it will be his probably only real day of enjoyment. So, yeah, to play golf at least once a month.
So let me just...
Twice maybe, yeah. If he's lucky.
Your,
what?
If it's his birthday month, he can play twice a month.
Once a week, babes.
I feel like we viet vi drari pruka in dire relationship now.
Yeah.
Ha.
Good guess, but no.
Morning breakfast team.
Hey.
Lungi is here from Port Chepstone. To us as Zulus, a man always makes decisions at home. So if you are a Zulu man, you are the only person to make decisions at home. Even if it is the right decision that can be taken by a woman, but she's not allowed to take decisions. Okay, bye.
Shops?
I don't know. Listen, Sky, I'm going to defer to you on this one. I know he said he's from Port Shepstone. He also might have said he's from 1978.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Also, I don't agree with the always. Traditionally, yes. But I think in today's world and how we've come so far with women's rights and stuff, that's not the case. I doubt that's the case.
Hold on, but 1 in 10, so that could be.
Yeah,
a good,
1 in 10, yes. 100%.
Yeah, so that could be a very good guess, actually.
Okay, so actually, you're quite right. That would be so if you finish the sentence, what do 1 in every 10 South Africans believe a husband has a right to do? If we follow through with that thought process, it's like the right to make all the decisions.
Yeah. 1 in 10.
So statistically, that in an actual fact, I would be more comfortable with that as opposed to what this Ipsos poll has revealed.
Okay.
The reason why I asked you this question, in actual fact, I've sent the results of this to Kerry, and I'd like you to read it.
I can't. Okay, so Darren literally just sent this to me now. Sky Shabalala, you will not. I cannot believe. Are you, Darren, are you sure this is not fake news?
You know what I'm going to tell you? This is a proper Ipsos poll. It was following face-to-face interviews with 3,600 people across the country earlier this year. Ipsos examined opinions surrounding a woman's place in marital relations and violence towards women. More than 6 in 10 people believed a woman should obey her husband or partner. This is all according to the Ipsos poll. They asked all of these specific questions, but this one that I just asked you was the one that knocked me off my chair.
So the answer to what Darren asked, what do 1 in every 10 South Africans believe a husband has a right to do? And the answer is this. At least 1 in every 10 South Africans believe men have the right to physically abuse their partner or wife.
And when I saw this, I couldn't believe it. That's why I had to scrutinize the poll. I was like, how had it been done? In what capacity? On what basis was it done? And then when I realized, after I got over that shock, and I realized this is a bona fide poll, this is really how South Africans feel. 1 in 10 South Africans believe that a man has a right to physically abuse their partner. It made me think that could be
sure
problematic.
Yeah.
So it feels like, you know, with everything that's been happening at the moment, we're kind of just trimming the leaves and the twigs off a tree that is so deeply rooted. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of work to do.
How did we get to a place where even one in 10, so basically 56 million South Africans, you're looking at 6 million people around us, just in the small country right now, think it's completely okay for the man to smack you around. You think it's okay. You think it's justified, it's correct, and it's okay. There is the problem.
And was it older or younger people?
Yeah.
They did do the poll it's slightly lower, but it's still shocking. 15 to 17-year-olds in that age group, 51% agree that the man should be making decisions. 78.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. It's actually laughable. That's such young people.
Yeah. Sure. It's crazy. Mm. So when we start having these conversations about how we can address violence in South Africa, we need to literally get right to the core of it. And this bit has to be fixed first. Let me make a public announcement right now. It is never, ever, under any circumstances, okay for a man, whether it's a husband, whether it's a brother, whether it's a father, whether it's a husband, to raise his hand to you. Never, ever, under any circumstances. We are protected by our constitution. We are protected by our morality. And we're protected by just the fact that it is wrong. So if you do think that, and you're part of that 1 in 10, please analyze your thought process. Correct your thinking. That is a huge problem in the country right now.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
That 1 in 10 South African men better sleep with one eye open.
It wasn't even the men, ma'am. That's the scary part. Yeah. It was women as well.
Who believe it's okay. Scary stuff, men. This is, I think, part of the problem. We don't know who our neighbors are. We don't know. We don't know who. We should be talking to people more often. Now, you might know who the guy or girl is that lives next to you on that side, and the one that lives this side, and the one that lives across the street. But do you know who your number neighbor is? Mm-hmm. Like, you know yourself. Sky, I am going to take your cell phone number. I'm going to dial your number, and I'm going to change the last number.
Why are you starting with me?
Hold on, can we just explain this again? So you're taking Sky's cell number.
Yeah, I'm dialing Sky's number.
Except until the last. So if it was, okay, so Sky's number actually ends in 53, right?
Yes.
So his number neighbor.
How do you know his number ends in 53?
I phone him more often than I should.
Do you phone him from a tiki box that you have to dial the number?
I do brain games, so I try to remember cell phone numbers.
Okay, gotcha.
That's a thing. Yeah. So you get to the end of the number and you dial. Instead of it ending in 53, you'll dial 52 or 54.
Correct.
And that's your number neighbor.
That's your number. Everyone has a number neighbor.
I never thought about that.
And you can do this on your own, by the way. Well, you know, you'd run the risk of, like, you know, that person knows that you are one number away from theirs. Do you know who your number neighbor is?
Person
whose number is, let's call it 555-555-5554. Do you know that
person? I don't,
person?
Darren, but it's fine. We can find that out. But is this going to be like a thing now? Like, we're going to do this number neighbor game thing.
I don't know.
We're going to find yours out as well?
No, well, let's try you as an experiment.
Okay.
And if it works, by all means, we'll find my number neighbor. Okay. Kerry's number. Kerry, would you like to know who your number neighbor is?
Defos. No. Doesn't the answer like this? Hello. Put it down. Wrong number.
Yeah, that's a secret sound.
Hello. Hey, what's a secret sound? No. All right, so here we go. Okay, Sky, I'm dialing
I'm excited,
your number.
Actually.
And I'm changing the last one, 53. I'm going to make it 54. Be nice, guys.
Okay.
I'm so excited. We're meeting Sky's digital
number. I know.
Number neighbor.
I hope you have a present for them, Sky.
My voice. Oh, it's ringing.
Or at least a quiche.
It's like we're knocking on the door.
Bing bong. How are neighbors?
Well, leave a voicemail.
Yeah, okay. If it goes to voicemail. Oh, you know what? Here at the studio, it comes up as
private number.
Private number.
They think that we're phoning to ask if they're happy with their cell phone contract.
Yeah. But we'll leave a message.
Okay, cool.
Let's see who it is. Maybe they'll leave your name. Come on, leave a voice note.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? We've come to borrow some brown sugar.
Your digital neighbor is flipping rude, Scott.
Yes. Like, chill, bro. It's a Wednesday.
Mean, what kind of area are you living in where they don't even answer their phones, Sky Shabalala? Yeah. I'll tell you what. When we come back, we'll try the neighbor on the other side. So instead of 5-4, we'll go to 5-2.
Okay.
Okay. East Coast Breakfast.